Every teacher that shops at the teacher's desk is going to get about $900 in free school supplies.
John Micah is founder of the teacher's desk. Micah said after having a dream about a school supply shop on Main Street and North Hampton in Buffalo, he contacted the owner of the building. That's when he secured his site and set up a shop.
One of the things I love about the teacher's desk is when we began, it was, I thought the first week, we're helping students in need, and certainly that's the heart of what we do.
Micah worked for 30 years as an auto employee at GM. After retiring, he decided to pursue a career in teaching and became a substitute teacher in both the Buffalo Public School District and Williamsville. Most recently, Micah created the Pencil Project. He's distributed 1 million pencils for Buffalo school children and students in the surrounding communities. He was first inspired to conduct this project after subbing for a third grade class at the Waterfront School, where only 3 of 27 students had pencils.
Buffalo Public Schools, they've already picked up their 360-some-thousand pencils, 10 for each student. But the project continues. This is part 2 coming up for the pencil project, and that'll be every school that shops with us. We have Dunkirk schools coming in next Saturday, and then all of the charter schools in the City of Buffalo schools, or City of Buffalo schools. All the charter schools, all the private schools, that any school that having 70% or more of the kids getting free or reduced lunch, that's how eligibility works.
Micah is a spiritual man with strong faith who says he's on a mission to provide free school supplies to students in need. Micah also has a knack at getting others to donate supplies to his shop, and teachers are allowed to take free books.
Every teacher gets about 40 to 50 brand new books, storybooks for kids. And then everything imaginable, arts and crafts.
Last year, some 3,700 local teachers shopped at the teacher's desk for about $2.6 million worth of free school supplies. The store is set to open this Tuesday. Micah says he receives thousands of letters from teachers who visited the store praising his mission, while other teachers show up at the store with tears of joy, thrilled that he's offering encouragement to their work in the classroom. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.